We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on WMR.fm, episode number 432. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is my company's senior SEO, Scott Van Ack. So, Scott, thanks again for the trip. I went over and hung out with Scott at his trailer this weekend, and we just got to chill. We haven't done that in ages.
Oh, since pre-COVID. That's been, yes. Which is a long time now. It's over 2 years.
Yeah, the only thing lacking was Johnny. Johnny would have been a perfect... We would have had a blast, but I was thinking of him. I definitely was. And we had a good time just catching up and chilling and in the woods, which is a beautiful thing on the Pacific West Coast here, as many may know.
Yeah.
So that was nice. And then on the way back home, I went past, I didn't go past, they went past me. I don't know how many, a few hundred million dollars worth of cars flew by me. It was the Diamond Rally, and it was all of the, if you look up Diamond Rally sports car or anything like that online, even Diamond Rally, I think you'll find it. And I mean, even to qualify to pay money to be in it, you have to have Lamborghinis, Aston Martins. I saw Bugattis. I mean, it was insane. I've never seen so many nice cars in my life.
So my, focus. So my and yours for that matter, Toyotas probably won't cut it.
No.
Toyotas.
So maybe extra souped up with Lamborghini parts. No, I don't know.
Oh yeah, there we go. That would be interesting, actually. Lamborghini engine in a Toyota pickup. Awesome.
Anyway, it was pretty cool. Well, we got lots to share today, but first, I want to start off with another loss in our industry, Bill Slosky. Those of you who have ever read on Search Engine Journal, Search Engine Land, watched anything about any kind of search engine patent, Google patent, anything like that, chances are good you've read something from Bill Slosky. He was one of the absolute leaders in the industry. I mean, he helped a lot of people. He was a major fixture in the Create a Site forums back in the day, where he was a moderator. And I know, although he personally, you know, my connection with him is not super strong, other than reading his excellent writing and respect him a great deal. I know many people were mentored by him, and he was always there and very reliable, and had a very unique take on search from the perspective of facts, based on what he learned from all the patents and his experience. There are some really touching memorials right now on Search Engine Journal, on Search Engine Land, well, pretty much everywhere that is to do with search engines, because again, he was a massive figure in our industry. It was sudden. It happened on May 11th, I believe. And it's No, not May 11th. Where was it? May 19th, or the day before. And it was just another shock, another blow. All our heart goes out to all of his friends and family. And I hope the healing will, I don't know. What do you say?
what do you say, really? Yeah.
Anyway, it's a big loss. We're going to miss him. It was always, I don't think there's going to be anyone who can step into his place for the patent aspect of thing. Never mind all the other areas that, again, I didn't have a lot of experience with, but people I respect did and are do. I mean, and they say many things about him that are just incredible. So, we're getting old, I guess, because we're losing people. It's weird.
It is weird. It is absolutely weird to reach that point in life where, you know, yeah, like you said, you start losing people because it's kind of new territory really for us.
It is. And we're not that old. I mean,
no,
I'm 46, but I gather he was in his late 50s. I'm not sure. Still seems really young these days.
That's too young.
Yeah. Really, really young. Maybe early 60s. Anyway, just astonishing. Well, let's jump to the next bit here. And I think this is one of those days where I have to thank you again for putting all these notes together. I'm sort of in touch with what you've written here, but I think you're going to be leading. So what's up?
Yeah, I've forgotten all the notes I put in, so you just have to take it. just a couple little non-SEO things that sometimes are a bit SEO anyways. WordPress 6.0 Arturo has been activated, I guess. You may not want to update just yet. I know I tend to wait when you get these bigger releases until the next release comes out or the next little version, because there are always some kind of bugs. But if you're one of those eager folks, you might want to give it a shot and update today. They apparently have over 1,000 updates with this latest version, which is, I'm going to go through every single one in detail now. Could you imagine a 6-hour episode? It'll be longer than that.
That was so much fun. We'd have so many more listeners.
I know. Do you think even one person would hang on? I don't know. It was just a few of the key things. A search engine journal covers it. You can go to wordpress.org and find their release there about all the things that have happened. One of the big ones are performance improvements with fewer database calls and improvements of how queries are executed. So that's great. Anything that helps speed up WordPress is very welcomed. They really need to start to catch up to some of their other competitors who are doing a great job at speeding up sites. They've added a function for page creation patterns, which allows themes to have starting layouts. So rather than building a page from scratch, you can select from predetermined page layouts and build from that, which I feel like I've seen that with some themes, but maybe it was more difficult for them. And now it's more widespread that your custom favorite theme can add that functionality. They've included block locking, which I wasn't sure what that meant, but
that's with the Gutenberg. We don't use Gutenberg in house, but
that's why I wasn't really sure. But and what that allows you to do is to prevent accidentally moving or deleting a block, so you can lock it in place, and then I guess you have to unlock it in order to delete it or move it, which I could see that being handy, like not even just WordPress, but anything in general. When have you deleted something by mistake? Like, oh crap, where did that go? Your key blocks would be good to be saved that way. And also some style variations that they've included to allow theme developers to make it much easier for end users to update their styles of their website without having to edit CSS or go through a big cumbersome process. So, you know, those are just a few that were highlighted on the, in the Search Engine Journal article. I'm sure at some point I'll go through the other 996 changes that they've made. Oh,
knock your socks off. Just don't put it on the air.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to record it all, and I'm going to do every single bit of that research on company time. So that's my week. That's my week next week. So anyways, there you go. WordPress update 6.0 updated if you are feeling lucky. Otherwise, maybe wait to 6.01 or whatever the next version is going to be.
All right. And this is rare. We usually don't have so many non-SEO news ones. Now, I should note, though, that WordPress is pretty fundamental to many websites these days. So it almost is, it's very nearly connected to SEO. But this next bit is a little off track. It's about Google Ads, but this is, significant. A cost per click bug inflated click prices by 300%. some non-US campaigns saw cost per click rise by as much as 400%. They're aware of the issue and working on it. That is Google, but you said that those overcharges were refunded, but I would love if someone did an audit of that.
Well, that's the main reason why I wanted to make sure to include this, even though it's not SEO specific. A lot of listeners have pay-per-click campaigns and Google ad campaigns, and just check your cost per click over the past few weeks. And if you see anything weird going on there, you might want to double check and then make sure that you do get a refund. This occurred as well back in November, and those people were all refunded apparently. So that was good. This is just happening right now. So these ones wouldn't have been refunded yet, but definitely check your accounts, make sure that they're on the up and up. And if you see any weird click costs drastically increase, then make note of that and watch for a refund. And if you don't get it, then reach out to the appropriate channels and make sure that it's fixed. I'm sure it will be, but if you don't know about it and they don't catch your account, then you might never know about it, right?
We spent enough money there. We should get that money back.
Absolutely.
As digital professionals and business owners, we understand the critical importance of a secure and high-performing website. That's why I want to talk to you about Kinsta, a managed WordPress hosting provider that delivers exceptional speed, security, and reliability. Kinsta's infrastructure is optimized for WordPress, ensuring your site loads lightning fast and ranks well in search results. They utilize Google Cloud's premium tier network and CD3 virtual machines, which significantly boost performance. In fact, Kinsta customers often experience up to a 200% increase in site speed just by migrating to their platform. Security is paramount, and Kinsta provides enterprise-grade measures to protect your valuable data. They are one of the few WordPress hosting providers with SOC 2 certification, guaranteeing the highest level of security for your website. Kinsta's My Kinsta dashboard offers a user-friendly interface with a comprehensive suite of tools to manage your site efficiently. From cache control and debugging to redirects and CDN setup, My Kinsta simplifies website administration. For SEO 101 listeners, Kinsta offers specific advantages. Their platform is optimized for speed, a crucial ranking factor in search engine algorithms. Their security measures protect your site from malware and hacking attempts that could damage your online presence. And their expert support team is available 24/7 to assist with any technical issues that may arise. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The next broad core update is being released as of today. That's Google, and it's first one of 2022. What will this mean? We have no idea.
It is happening.
What the articles say.
That's what all the updates are and everything we can see about it. Yeah. Nobody knows. It's only, it launched at 8:30 this morning, our time while we're recording this. So that's May 25th. So when you're listening to this, it's probably won't be finished. It should take 1 to 2 weeks to fully roll out, as they all do. But keep your eyes peeled and see what's going on there. Last update was back in November, so it's been a while. You might see some ranking turmoil, or what did we see? Tremors. I think that's what Barry said. Tremors.
Yeah. Google. Ranking tremors. Ooh, that sounded good. I like it. But again, everyone will say this again and again because it happens all the time. Don't panic. You're going to see some fluctuations. Oftentimes, they will restabilize and you'll be back near the position you were, if not better, depending on what kind of tactics you're using and how fresh your website is, et cetera, et cetera. But it does happen that things will fluctuate during these updates. If you do end up on the bad side of things after a few weeks, let's give yourself a month to be sure. By that point, there's usually a bit of intelligence out there on what exactly was impacted and how to respond. So just keep an eye on things, listen to the podcast, we'll be updating you as soon as we know, and either respond accordingly based on the recommendations or reach out to an SEO you trust. We can always help you out and guide you through the process to ensure that, you know, further mistakes aren't made, or if indeed it was a mistake. Sometimes it's just simply clarity of the website. Anyway, it's good. This is what keeps us in business.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like you said, you know, if you notice today or right away that rankings are dropping for you, don't panic and start doing stuff, because unless you can see that the rollout is completely finished, don't react too quickly or you might regret that. All right. What do we have? We've got some FAQ news. So about a year and a half, or maybe even 2 years ago now, I don't know, at some point in the past, FAQ stuff and marking up your FAQs was resulting in all kinds of rich results and being found in the people also ask boxes. And it was a huge increase in the amount of exposure found there. And then that seemed to sort of drop off over the last several months. And according to Rank Ranger, FAQ rich results are up about 5% over the last few weeks. So, you know, if you've got an FAQ page, make sure you've got it properly marked up, because the exposure you will likely see is increasing again. So, you know, I've kind of been saying this to a lot of our clients is, you know, get that FAQ content, good quality FAQ content out there, because it definitely, it's getting legs in Google and it's getting them again. So what's happening is the number of rich FAQ rich results snippets are increasing. What that is when, you know, you do whatever search in Google, and then below the snippet for the website, you'll see a couple questions with dropdowns and answers. So they can really help increase your click-through rate if you are fortunate enough to get those. And so you definitely want to try.
Yeah. And it's partly the layout of the page, and the other part is the markup. Google does give some advice, and we've got a link here. You've added some tips here on marking up FAQs. Both the Q&A must be visible on the page, obviously. Although you can have the answer hidden behind an expandable section or accordion, whatever you want to call it. You can mark up the FAQs with an FAQ page structured markup. That's what they recommend. They should be on a dedicated FAQ page, such as a product support page. What else you got there?
Yeah, so each question and answer within the markup must be displayed in its entirety. So don't, I've definitely seen cases where we'll do an audit on a website and they'll have the question and maybe the first sentence of the answer in the markup, but you want to mark it up like the whole entire answer, make sure that's included in there. You should not include content submitted by users. So if you have user generated content that has users submitting answers to your questions. So a good example would be, we've been doing a bit of research with BigCommerce lately, and there are some Q&A sections in there where the, you know, somebody submits a question and then the general population submits answers to that question. So those types of FAQs do not qualify for this. So don't do that. FAQs that are repeated on multiple pages should only be marked up on one single page. So pick the page that makes the most sense for you, the one you want to have rank, or maybe the highest level page of your site that has that question on it, and mark it up there and only there. Do not use the FAQ page for advertising purposes, although that's kind of, I don't know what that means. That seems like a bit of a gray area, but I guess, you know, if you have heavily commercialized content within your answers, don't include that stuff.
Well, I'm sure they see some beautiful examples of garbage. Oh,
you know, if I had more time, I'm sure I could have found a whole bunch for sure. Yeah. And this probably goes without saying, but Google lists a bunch of FAQs that will not be displayed, and that's anything obscene, profane, sexually explicit, graphically violent, promotion of dangerous or illegal activities, hateful or harassing language. So you know, if you do that kind of stuff, you're probably not listening to this podcast. You're probably listening to an SEO Black Hat podcast or something to that effect. But, you know, if you have anything questionable there, it's not going to work for you. So,
as it shouldn't.
No, and it shouldn't. And there was a bit more advice from Google, and we'll have it in the show notes here, a link to developers.google.com with how they have their or where they have their FAQ page structured data. You could search for it in Google. It's not hard to find as well.
Yeah. And I would love to see examples, but I strongly suspect, because Google is good at picking out structure without having the FAQ structured markup. I bet you there are examples of FAQs showing up in search results just because of the site, the layout of the page.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not the end of the world if you haven't got the structured markup. but I would say your chances of appearing in search results are significantly higher if you do it. Again, Google deals with people of all, or websites of all levels of understanding of SEO. So they're always trying to provide the best result. And if they discover that the best result is a site that doesn't have the structured markup, but it's obviously an FAQ, it's probably going to be showing.
Yeah.
Just try and increase your odds by doing it right. Google search is showing fewer site links. That's true. You know what? I have noticed that, believe it or not. Usually we don't notice anything like this, but I have noticed that there's been less.
I didn't realize it either until I read it. I'm like, yeah, no, that's true, actually. Because there used to be six. I feel like I've seen eight. But now everything's, you know, 2 to 4 site links per site. And it's I never really put it together until I saw it in this one article that it was, I think, Barry. It's always Barry, isn't it? Barry had mentioned. And it's true. And, it, you know, if you've got a site that relies on a lot of traffic from your site links, you might see a hit in your traffic, even though your rankings haven't changed. So that's one of the main reasons I wanted to include this is if you are one of those site owners who, you know, you've seen your traffic drop, but you're still number one and you're trying to figure out what's going on. Is it seasonal? It could be related to the site links and what's going on there. So definitely something you want to keep an eye on.
Yeah. And just so those people who don't understand what we're talking about here, when you look at search results, let's say you do a brand search. So you type in your business name and the first result is you. Sometimes below that, you'll have site links. It'll say FAQ. About us, services, whatever. And people can click directly into those sections of your website from the search result. Those are called site links. And what they're saying now is those used to be 6, maybe even 8. Now they're down to 4 on more regularly. And I think that's just it's a smart move because, frankly, there's a lot of space being used by that. And space is one of the things that's pretty rare, especially in mobile. I wonder how much of this has impacted mobile. That's one thing we didn't even consider here, but being that Google is mobile first, I do still see site links. So it would even make more sense to only have 4 so the next result can appear sooner.
Yeah, it makes sense for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Google Search Console and its new indexing report.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WMR.FM, hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my company's senior SEO, Scott Vanak. So, video page indexing report. I have not seen this. Fill us in.
Yes, we've got a couple little items here about video, which we don't usually talk a lot about video, but the first is Google Search Console has released a new indexing report for video within Search Console, obviously. So if you are a big video producer on your website, this will probably be helpful for you. So within Search Console, this report is not here yet. It's been announced by Google. It will be released in the near future. So I don't know what that means, near future. Are we talking next week, next year? But something like this, I would think would be fairly soon. I would say within a few weeks would be my guess. This new report, you will find, just shows a couple things that we're aware of so far. It will show how many video landing pages Google has discovered and how many of those are indexed. And it will also give you reasons for the unindexed videos. So just a little bit of extra intelligence there. When the report launches, maybe there'll be more data as well. Be cool to see some extra data on structured markup related to that and more advances. But just having that included is great. So keep an eye out.
I was trying to decide or determine whether or not it was only going to affect sites that have the video on site, like they're saving the video within their own folders. Or you know, does it work for third-party videos that you've embedded? I'm looking at the example of video page with one of the reports, and the one they used was Google. obviously Google has it in their own systems, so it doesn't answer that question. It's showing only stuff within their subdomain. Interesting. I guess we'll soon find out.
My understanding was that it would be primarily video that's hosted on your own server in your own system and not so much, you know, embedded videos like YouTube and Vimeo and whatever. But really, if it's a page on your site that's dedicated to the embed of that video, you would want to know if it's indexed. So they might, I wouldn't be surprised if they still include that stuff. So,
yeah, I mean, they could just say that this was found, but this is not local.
Whatever. That could be why it's not included, for instance. Yeah.
Yeah. Or I don't know. Anyway, a lot of us use third party tools. I'm not meaning YouTube or anything like that, to embed video, and simply because it's smarter. It's pretty intensive to have video on your own website. It's hard on the server, and frankly, there are better systems out there to do it. So, I'm interested to see how this plays out.
Yeah. And then,
all right.
Yeah. Vimeo. So the next,
you don't see Vimeo very much.
No, you really don't. I don't know the last time I saw anything done by video or used any websites who have used Vimeo for video, but maybe you wouldn't notice it as well. I don't know. But we don't see a lot of clients using it. But at any rate, Vimeo is adding structured data now to all their public videos to improve Google search visibility. So if you are one of those people that uses Vimeo, I guess it's about time, but it's good to know that they're doing it now. They've been working with Google to add this structured data to, quote, give your videos the best opportunity to appear for relevant searches. Well, thanks for coming to the party a little late, but you're here. That's great. Let's get that markup down.
Very late.
Very late, but it's, I guess, better late than never, right?
We are actually, I know you wouldn't know because you don't deal with it. We are actually one of the probably few pro users of Vimeo. We've embedded on a few things. I haven't done video in a long time, but when we do embed video that I don't want ads on, or I want to have some more control over, I use Vimeo. It's been a pretty good platform.
Oh, that's perfect. So, and you know what? Did you know that for your videos, they're adding structured data?
Yeah, I know. I'm having a little party tonight. That's great.
That's great. So even though Vimeo is handling all of this by default, there's really nothing specific users need to do. So more or less, this is just an announcement that it's done. So you can be happy about that. But they do have a couple quick recommendations that I read up on. One is that they say, make sure you add chapters to your videos. Google looks for both video title as well as chapter titles, so you can add those. And also to make sure you choose your titles and chapter titles wisely, be descriptive and use keywords when possible. But it is also worth noting that chapters are only available in the pro plan or above. So all their advice applies to people who pay them extra. So there you go.
Something to add here. There's an article by another one of our call him OGs, I guess you'd say, of the industry, Mike Crehan. He wrote something on Search Engine Land called "We've Crawled the Web for 32 Years. What's Changed?" That's the title. "We've Crawled the Web for 32 Years. What's Changed?" We'll make sure to include the link in our show notes. But when Mike writes something, I tend to read it. He knows his stuff. He's very eloquent. And this looks like a really good read. He gets into understanding search engine architecture. And then gets into where, you know, he thinks things are going and how things have changed. Good stuff. Highly recommended that you give that a read. I would cover it now, but, you know, these ones can take a whole show. just this alone. So, check that out. As usual, Search Engine Land has some great, great stuff. So check it out. I know he's also going to have his own podcast or is it a video? I don't know. It's something. He's got lots going on right now, and it's always good to keep in touch with what he's up to. Now time for the Mueller files. Just a little tickle here. Let's share what you found.
Just a little jab. I was looking at John Mueller's Twitter to see if there's anything worth talking about. And I the only thing I found, I guess I could have dug deeper and found something really good, but that the URL in his Twitter profile points to his Google Plus profile. So that's great that John is on top of things. I saw that and I thought, oh, Google Plus, how long has that been dead for now? And I had to search it, as Ethan, my son, would say, search it up, Dad. So I searched it up. 2019, Google pulled the plug on Google Plus. And that kind of confused me because in my mind, it's been dead for a decade by now. So I don't know what's going on with time. My brain can't comprehend the movement of time anymore. So, But 3 years now, come on, John, if you're listening, just update it to something rather than a 404. So
how does he not know this? That's just maybe just shows how much he cares about Twitter too.
Well, that's a good point. I mean,
although he is on there a lot. So,
I kind of, now that you say that, I should probably check what my link is on Twitter. Cause I'm sure what it's probably my GeoCities homepage or something. I don't know. It's going to be bad, whatever it is.
Well, to give Mike Grehan a plug here, his new, he calls it streaming show, TV show / podcast is Search Engine Stuff. And you can go to searchenginestuff.com to check it out. It's going to be good stuff. So I don't normally plug stuff, but I'm sure it'll be great. So congrats, Mike, and thanks for that good article. Well, you know, one of the things that we were dealing with today in a discussion, again, this is slightly off topic, but it's important. If you do any kind of paid ads online these days, especially through Facebook, you're probably noticing how, well, frankly, crap the results are. It's astonishing how bad Facebook advertising has turned out these days compared to where it was before the big iOS update. If you know what I'm talking about, it's okay. I just wanted to plug this at the end here because it's based on actual results we're seeing. And frankly, they haven't been worth the money. And that's a shame. It plummeted in terms of value because there was a point there for years where Facebook ads were absolutely phenomenal. Their targeting was impeccable. And now we're seeing, before, what was the example today? Our client would see 30% conversions on what he sells, which are very popular stuff that people want right now. And I can see why, and I won't get into what it is, but whereas now it's...
I think it was just over 1%.
Yeah.
1.1% conversion. I think it was 28, 30% last year for him.
And same amount spent. That's insane. So if you're wondering why Facebook's not working for you, take it from us. This is based on experience. This is just not working. And I don't know when they're going to change it up, but they've got a lot of work to do. I would put your money in better places. Google AdWords is still working very well. I'm sure it also diminished, but it's working very well for us. And just make sure that you don't use Google AdWords Express. I've not been impressed with the results of that for any one of my clients. It's their free. Give us the keys to the hen house. We'll look after all the chickens. No problem.
Give us money and walk away. We'll do the rest. Yeah.
No wonder it doesn't work so well. Anyway, we strongly recommend using a Google partner, someone who knows what they're doing, which we are, but just so they've proven that they do and they have enough spend that they've been doing it long enough you'll be looked after. Anyway, I know it's not SEO, but gosh, when we get true factual data that just is so profound, I just have to share. money. You got to make sure it goes the distance, right?
Absolutely.
Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my company senior SEO, Scott Van Ack, thank you for joining us today. Remember, we have a show notes newsletter you can sign up for at SEO101radio.com. Don't miss a single link and refresh your memory of a past show anytime. Have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air twice a month on WMR.fm.
Great. Thanks for listening, everybody.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.